Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We turn to Sarah Eisger, political analyst, joining us live this morning, talking about what is likely a big week for the president as the world leaders all across the globe gather at the UN. The president not in the greatest position, given something we've heard out of France from their president over the past few days, upset at the recent submarine treaty between Australia, the UK, and the US, plus the whole conversation around booster shots and COVID vaccines. This is going to be a contentious few days.
President Biden definitely walks into a hostile room when he gives his first address to the United Nations this week. There's no question. He walks into a room that is not inclined to believe what he says, which is a problem for any U.S. president. He says America is back, and they're looking at Afghanistan. He says America stands with its allies, and they're looking at France, who just pulled their ambassador from the United States. This is not the friendly reception that the Biden administration 6 months ago would have predicted, would have assumed, would have hoped for. So it's hard to say what he can walk in and say today that will receive a warm and trusted reception like the United States always hopes to get from the UN.
What is he looking to get out of the UN? We know he's doing the keynote speech today, but what would be considered a success for him at the UN?
Well, you know, 6 months ago, he would have said reassuring America's allies that the Trump administration was over, that he was there, that sort of sane leadership was back. That may still be the speech he plans to give. I just think it's now events have overtaken the Biden administration. Instead, what he needs to do is find some way to assure them that America still stands with its allies despite what they saw in Afghanistan. And I don't know how words could possibly speak louder than actions over the last 2 months.
It has to be stinging for the administration to hear those words from the French president, Macron, who basically called Biden Trump without the tweets. I mean, all Biden has done over the campaign, his first days in presidency, has tried to make himself seem like the opposite. And here we are, world leaders, once again saying, I don't know about that.
Well, and make no mistake, President Macron knew exactly what he was doing as well when he said that. No worse insult to Joe Biden than to compare him favorably, or disfavorably rather, to Donald Trump. You know, France, aside from, you know, some problems 100 plus years ago, has been one of America's staunchest allies. And yes, there were tensions during the Trump administration, but even then, obviously, the president of France never pulled his ambassador. There was never sort of this outrage. And I think some of that outrage is expectations based. When President Trump came into office, nobody knew what to expect. And so everyone was sort of like trying to figure him out. These folks thought they knew Biden. They thought they understood him, that he was sort of, quote, one of them. And so their expectations were so high. And again, the Biden administration has disappointed them, surprised them. I think that Biden's emphasis on China and what he is willing to do to prioritize China has really stunned both domestic and foreign allies.
Sarah, there's another new challenge for the White House, and that is the migrant crisis at the southern border. The U.S. is now deporting thousands of Haitians after some really chaotic and horrific images under a bridge in Texas.
Yeah, there's no question that this is one of the major crises of the Biden administration that has frankly gone underreported, I think, by most media. This didn't just start happening last week. This has been going on since before he took office to some extent, but it has ramped up enormously. And if you remember back to March, what Joe Biden said was, come on, folks, this is seasonal. We know this happens every time, and y'all are trying to make a mountain out of a molehill, basically. And that is not the case. The numbers have gone past anything that Border Patrol agents have ever seen. It is not just a immigration crisis for us and our border and the rule of law. It is now a human crisis. Where you have 14,000 people making a makeshift city on a bridge with very little to do that. No shelter, no food, clothing, fresh water. And that is a crisis that the Biden administration looks totally flat-footed in terms of preparing for, preventing, curtailing in the future. I mean, they don't know what to do because on their left flank, they are supposed to be welcoming migrants. But on their moderate flank, on their right flank, that's not so simple. These people have nowhere to go. There's nothing for them to do. And so the Biden administration doesn't know how to counter something that really is a messaging problem. These migrants who were in South and Central America thought Joe Biden coming into office now would be a good time to cross the border. It's not really a change in the law that has caused this. So very, very hard for the Biden administration to turn off that spigot now that it's been opened. And that totally unprepared. And just imagine, these were largely adults that we're seeing videos of. There have been children dropped over the wall into deserts, young as 5 years old, by themselves. There is so much danger here in terms of the cartels that are trafficking. They get paid $7,000, $10,000 a person. These are not good guys. They traffic drugs most of the time, and they're trafficking humans now because that's more marketable. We have not heard the last of just how desperate this crisis is going to be, especially when I think of these kids who, could be in the hands of sex traffickers easily.
Sarah, it goes back to that Trump comparison, right? I mean, it's just the Biden administration doesn't want to be seen on camera saying something similar to what the Trump administration did. It doesn't matter if it's going to help or not.
Yeah, that's right. They sort of gave out these feeble, don't come, stay there statements 6 months ago. And obviously that didn't do anything. And this is the consequence of that. And it's terrible to watch. It's really, really hard to see these videos, to hear from some of these people who live in Texas who are watching this firsthand and feel like nobody seems to understand what's happening at this border. And again, who is benefiting from this right now are violent, I mean, truly evil drug cartels who are making money every time they're able to get someone across our border.
Sarah, thank you for for joining us this morning. Sarah Isker, political analyst, with us live.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.